Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Science of Yes with your hostess, Pam Heath, the Yes Coach. Each week, Pam will speak about the energy of yes and how you can use it to create an extraordinary, prosperous life that you will absolutely love. Pam has spent a lifetime building and leading transformational programs and is passionate about making abundance available for everyone who yes. Callers are welcome, and we invite you to like Pam's show before leaving the program. So open your heart, open your mind, and be ready to receive what is possible from your friend, the Yes Coach.
Good evening, and welcome to the call. This is Pam Heath, and I'm the Yes Coach, and I want to welcome you to my show. Tonight, I'd just like to explain a little bit about what's going on with the science of yes. So those of you who have listened in the past, you know that what I'm talking about is not the word yes, but a positive mindset, a way of living life so that you are always open to receive. Inside of that, every week, I examine what it is to live your life open to receive from whatever the universe has to offer, manifesting wealth, prosperity, health, and anything that your heart's desire. I wanted to use the opportunity to interact with people on the air about what they're struggling with in life. And towards that end, I've invited some very special guests on my show. And tonight is no exception. I have an incredibly powerful woman who is my guest tonight. And we're going to be having a conversation with her that will help you who are listening try to kind of grapple with what it is to be inside this universe of yes that I'm always talking about. Her name is Michelle Evans, and Michelle is an energy worker. But she's not just any energy worker. She's one of the most powerful, profoundly gifted energy workers that you'll ever, ever meet. Michelle, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me, Pam.
You're quite welcome, Michelle. I noticed that on your website, that you're the rock solid love. Michelle, what the heck does that mean?
That means all kinds of things. It means that I do a lot of work with crystals. It means that power and that love that is there for you is more stable than you can imagine. It is rock solid.
It's rock solid. I get it. So it's kind of like, so where you come from in terms of your process, you actually work with crystals inside of your healing abilities with people, and you call that rock solid love, coming from a space of energy and love. Is that accurate?
Yeah, crystals are one of the mediums that I use for energy healing, and my entire practice, whether it be coaching or energy healing, is based in the energy of love.
In the energy of love. And what kind of healing do you do?
I actually have multiple modalities that I'm trained in. I'm trained in healing touch, Reiki, Rahani celestial healing, and crystal work. I don't have one go-to modality. So I'm also very intuitive. So every session is really custom for the client. I draw on all the tools from my toolbox and give you whatever it is your soul needs at this moment in time.
And when it comes to the different modalities, what is it that somebody would necessarily come to you for? Like, for instance, if I wanted to do work with you, Michelle, and I came to you and said, look, Michelle, I really need some help, what would be the first question that you asked me?
The first thing that we would really look at is what your goals are, where you want to be, and depending on that would determine what our path would be going forward.
Most often
clients that come to me are looking to reconnect with their own spiritual gifts. Lots of them don't recognize that they have them or fear that they have lost them somewhere along the way. So that's really the focus of my one-on-one work.
Oh, I see. I see. So you basically, what I hear you saying is that your specialization is with helping people who kind of lost. They're connected to their own spirituality and their own energy, and you help them find themselves.
Absolutely. That's my passion, is helping healers step out of the spiritual closet to reconnect with their gifts and have the confidence to help the world.
Wow. Well, that's really major. When you say step out of the spiritual closet, I kind of get the sense that we're talking about fear, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the reason that that is part of my passion is because I spent a long time there. And it is. It all stems from fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of getting it wrong.
So what does a person who, like, has this fear, what we're talking about here, are people who actually do have abilities, they have gifts, and they're very, very stopped in their desire to use them. You know, what do you provide?
And so I provide a unique combination of coaching and energy healing. So what I find in my experience is that every one of us has spiritual connection. But what happens is at some point in your life, that becomes unsafe. And so you end up turning the volume dial down to the point where lots of people don't even recognize that communication anymore. So really working with me is the deep dive into finding where that volume got turned down and then reprogramming through release of limiting beliefs and release of trauma from the energy field in order to turn that connection back up.
Wow. Can you give us an example of something that you've done in that arena?
Yeah, so one client in particular comes to mind who, when we first started talking, it was when he asked if his gifts could be taken away due to childhood trauma. And after 3 months of working together, he has his own business as a psychic empath.
No kidding.
Or even having a casual conversation with an older gentleman about this very topic. And his eyes lighting up and him telling me that when he was 10 years old, he had a dream that his best friend's dad was going to die. And 3 days later, his best friend's dad died. And
really?
He'd never had a dream since then. Because, of course, at 10 years old, when there's no one to talk to, that's scary. So then...
Yeah.
And that's exactly the situations we deal with, is fear, and all of a sudden it became unsafe, and so we turned the volume down. Right? So then through working together, we can establish not only turning the volume up, but in a safe manner. And people don't realize how much that spiritual communication is a two-way communication system. You are allowed to set boundaries.
Mm. You mean like in terms of like what you receive on the spiritual realm, that you can actually say, you know, this far and no further?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, when I go into any client session, because I also use my intuitive abilities in coaching, it's what allows in such a gentle manner, because I can see where all those things are. My intention on the outset is always for the highest good of myself and my client. I also do distance sessions. And when I, because of that intuitive connection, my clients can actually try to energetically connect with me even when we're not meeting. So then they'll consume my thoughts, and I can actually set the boundary that they're not allowed in my field prior to our appointment. So there are tons of protection mechanisms and boundaries that you can set so that you're not just an open gateway all the time, because otherwise you're going to be victim to other people's emotions. You're going to be exhausted on all levels. It would be like having a fire hose on all the time. You just can't.
Well, I think this is very intriguing. You know, it brings up for me, it seems as though your gift, your services is for people who are struggling with their own gifts, and you help them to kind of establish themselves and have a powerful and effective connection, and that your energy work is really on the level of more like a facilitator and a teacher for people who are struggling with their own abilities.
Yeah, that those are my ideal clients. Those are, I love to say, I empower people to empower people. So It's the only way that we can affect change in the world is to be able to get out and help. And lots of times there's a lot of fear around that, right?
There is a lot of fear around that, not just with people who have the energy and the gift and are afraid to use it, but even people who don't believe and, you know, and put it down and poo-poo it and relate to it like, no, that's something else. And I know that I found for myself there's times when people actually relate to it like in a negative context. Have you ever experienced that? Like they relate to you, what you do?
Yeah, I've faced that more than once. Like, and we generally help those that are in the same position as we have been previously. So for me, my fear and my trauma stemmed from, as a child, I always knew things that were beyond my years or experience, but told that if I couldn't explain how I knew things, then I was lying. And in my personal circumstance, lying was physically dangerous. So that's where I turned my volume level down in order to protect myself. And then I went through years before I realized how much energy healing power I had, that I would touch a light switch and blow out the light bulb. Or
really?
there was a time where I went to turn the power on the DVD player, and I blew up the display on the DVD player, and the current ran through and blew the picture tube in the TV itself. So that was fun, but
my goodness.
But my boyfriend at the time referred to it as my witchcraft. And it made me cringe. It made me think that it was a bad thing.
Yeah.
Or I would talk to friends about something that was going to happen that I couldn't have known, but then it happened, and I was called a witch lot. And at that point, it was hurtful, because witch doesn't usually have a good connotation. Right?
Right. And I would think that would be the last thing in the world you want anyone to think of you. Even the kind of the relationship people have to Wiccan and white witchcraft, just the thought of someone equating what you do connected to witchcraft is probably a downer for you.
It was for a long time. Now, honestly, it makes me laugh a little bit, because I've done a lot of my own work don't get me wrong, this is not an overnight journey for me either. But I remembered as a child being so fascinated with everything magical, with wizards and witches and unicorns and fairies. And so it really was able to change my perspective on that word, because I found it fascinating. As a child, I didn't find it bad.
Yeah. I know for myself, I when I hear you talk about your process, I think of people who are grappling with fear around it. I mean, what's the source of that fear? And you've gone through it. You said that you basically conquered it and you're on the other side. But what's the source of that fear, in your opinion?
And it really is, it's previous trauma. And that's why I combine coaching and energy work, because the limitations and the fears held in our minds stem from trauma held in our energy field. And so when we can tackle both, we can see results exponentially quicker. And so for me, my fear, and it's the same for most people, is judgment and rejection. And it's really because we've already faced that. That's why we turned the volume down in the first place, is because it was unsafe on either a physical or emotional level.
Mm.
So it's really about getting back to the root of that trauma, being able to see it as an overview rather than the emotion, and learn how to shift that perspective.
I see. Well, you know, when I was talking to you earlier in the week about what we were going to talk about on the show, you mentioned that you could do card readings and perspective shifts. And I was very curious about that, because I'll tell you what I heard when you said that, which I thought was intriguing, is that they have a perception, or let's say I have a perception, of what my gift is and how I relate to it. Because I relate to it inside of a concern, like, I don't want this gift. Like the ability to hear, like, I've been told many times that I'm clairaudient, and I do experience hearing things. Clairaudient, you know how there's clairvoyant? I've been told I'm clairaudient. And I have no interest in being that. And what's there for me is like a concern. Like, I don't want to hear this stuff. I hear things that other people don't hear.
So if you, what makes you uncomfortable about it?
The concern is that I hear something I can't see tangibly, like fear. Like, what is that? Like, if you look at the movie Ghostbuster and you see the relationship people have to ghosts and spirits, that's my relationship to spirits. And I can hear things, but I can't see them, so I can't confirm in my reality that there's something really there. Do you follow?
Have you, absolutely. Have you had a two-way conversation with those messages? Like, have you tried to ask questions to confirm?
No.
Would it? that's a fair answer. But
no,
I'm
present to fear.
And I'm just, would it be beneficial to you in your business and your work with clients, or in clarity on your next move, to be able to hear that?
I'm not sure. I suppose if the conversation I'm having with people, could be benefited by what I'm hearing from their energy, then the answer would be yes, but I don't know if it would be. What would be a perspective shift?
I'm intrigued. Okay. So the perspective shift on that would be, how could that not be beneficial? And if it's something that really worries you or comes up at times that aren't convenient, then by all means, you are able to say, this is not the time.
You're saying that I could put the boundaries and I don't have to fear it because I can control it.
Exactly.
Okay, got
it. Exactly. I think that it's something that would be highly beneficial for, I understand the fear around it, for sure. And that's your means of connection and your intuitiveness. Have you ever heard something that has steered you wrong?
No.
Would it be something that you would be interested in exploring when the time is right?
Well, for me, I've never fully given it, what's the word I'm looking for? Power, I guess. I've never...
Or freedom?
Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for. There's been no freedom to receive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that it would be an amazing tool for you.
Mm.
And, pardon me, and really knowing that you are allowed to set those boundaries. That,
yeah.
You know, you're fully able to say, I understand that you guys are trying to guide me, you want to talk to me, I appreciate that, but, you know, let's do it at 6 o'clock tonight. Or not when I'm in a meeting with somebody else. you're fully able to do that. And lots of people don't realize that is within your control.
So you can set boundaries is what you're saying. You can say, you can control it. Say, look, I get it. You have a communication for me. This is not the time. Let's do this later.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'll
never
check
thought
in with you later. Yeah, and then that allows you to be prepared as well, right? It'll stop that interruption or distraction if you're trying to do something else, but it also allows you to be prepared to, okay, I'm going to open up. I'm going to explore this. What is possible?
Yeah.
Right? Rather than somebody jumping out at you from around the corner and scaring the crap out of you. Right?
Yes, absolutely. That makes sense. Wow, that's really great. So what I'm getting from that, it really is an opportunity to look at what's the source of the fear and see if there's something that I can gain from being open to receive it, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's basically what I'm present to and what I hear and what you're saying. And it's very powerful. So like if there's people listening who are listening to the interaction and wondering to themselves, the thing that I'm most present to is that you can control. You're not at the effect of, you're not a victim of your spiritual gifts and your spiritual energy. If you're an energy worker, you're someone who thinks you should be, and you're present to fear and you're present to struggle around it, that you actually have the ability to set boundaries and say, okay, this far you can come and no further.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Boundaries and intentions. intention is also a huge thing. So even for you to be able to say, you know what, we're going to do this later, and I'm only going to receive messages that are for my highest good, then that can alleviate some of the fear as well, because you're not going to get convoluted messages. That's the other thing that I run into with a lot of healers are or intuitives or channels, is that they're really concerned about picking up negative energy. And that is also a boundary that you can set.
Yes, I see that. That's awesome. Okay, and then you also mentioned that you could do card reading. And what is that?
Yeah.
Is that tarot cards?
Pardon me. I work with oracle cards, which are very, very similar, except for they don't have suits or hierarchy is the difference.
Okay. They don't have a hierarchy.
Yeah, or suits. Tarot cards will have the cups and the swords and the wands.
Uh-huh.
And oracle cards do not.
So if I were to do a reading with you right now, and you were to pull a card, what kind of question could I ask you?
You can ask anything your heart desires, and you don't even need to tell me what it is.
What? Are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
And how do you know what I'm asking? Read the energy over the phone of what's going on with me?
So when I do distance energy work or distance card reading, it's really about me tapping into your higher self, because time and space are only concepts. They're human concepts. But on an energy soul level, you can connect to anybody, anywhere, anytime.
You can.
No, see, I'm gonna say no. Everybody can. I'm just more practiced at it. And I'm sure almost everybody has had the experience of thinking about somebody and then that person phones.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that. That's intriguing. So let's try.
It's the same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so what should I do? How does this work?
You just think about what you would like to know, and we're going to see what comes out of the deck.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm ready. Let's play. Woohoo! I'm ready.
I love doing cards. They're fun.
So I'm curious, when you read the energy over the phone, is it my energy that you're reading or the spiritual energy around me?
It's you. It's your higher self.
Uh-huh.
That I connect to you.
Okay.
And so my intention is to pull the card that you need in answer to your question, and that the message be clear and understandable for you.
Okay.
And the card that I pulled for you, as we're speaking about spiritual gifts and stuff, is Ascension.
Ascension.
And yeah. So it is the process of the shift in the state of your energy. So as you start to vibrate at higher levels and your consciousness moves more into alignment with yourself,
mm-hmm.
then those shifts aren't always comfortable. So I don't know if you've been experiencing some discomfort and growing pains lately, but it is the reassurance that they are necessary for continued growth. And both your soul and the effect that you're having on others. Does that make sense for you?
So when you talk about the, so I can acknowledge that there have been some growing pains going on with me, not only physically, but spiritually. I just turned 61 on Monday, and so I'm not a spring chicken, but the thing that you said about the effect that I have on others, that part, I'm not clear about what does that mean. I'm a coach, and I have a process, and I coach people like you. I coach people who empower other people. And I have clients currently, and what I'm segueing into is people who, like you, are spiritual and do energy work. And before we go on with me, we have a caller, and I'd like to take that caller because I think that this whole conversation we're in is very profound, and I think that's why a caller checked in just now, because of the power of what you're providing here. So if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and invite the person who's calling in with a question to check in. So you're on the air live with Michelle Evans. Who's this? You need to speak up. I heard you, but it's very faint. Could you speak up, please? I can't hear. Can you hear them?
I cannot. No. I can. It sounds like a TV or something in the background.
The person who is on the line, we can hear the TV in the background, but we cannot hear you. So if you could turn the TV down and speak up and let us know what we can do for you. Hello? All right. We're gonna move on because whatever's going on with them, they're not ready to talk yet. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. So they're probably got shy all of a sudden. It happens. But I think it's a valuable conversation that we're having right now around spirituality and around I come from a family of spiritual energy workers. I'm the only one who doesn't connect to that that realm, even though I'm surrounded by it and I coach people who do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So for me, there is no doubt in my mind, I'm completely validated that that realm exists, that we can access it. I'm much more profoundly related to that world than I am to the I don't know how to say it, the real world. I don't know. But I'm very connected. I know. It's to me, it's like this spiritual reality is more profound and tangible to me than the alternative reality. And that reality, I'm kind of lost. And the card that you read, you called it ascension, and it brings to mind growth, and it brings to mind rising. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's absolutely what ascension is that
so,
growth and that realization and that heightening, for lack of a better phrase.
And inside of
and that
station for rising, you know, and you mentioned growing pains and struggle a little bit. That's exactly what I'm experiencing. Is there anything else you want to say in reference to my higher self?
Well, and I think it's important to know for you and for anybody listening, that as we level up, there's always growing pains. It's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's not, it, every level we grow and expand brings a new layer of shit that we have to shed. So it's not always comfortable, right? But it is part of the process. The remainder of the card, too, is that as much as there's growing pains right now, it's okay because it's necessary. And the beauty is your soul showing that much more and the positive uplifting effect that it has on other people. So I'm sure, Pamela, you notice that or will notice that very soon in not just your clients, but even the cashier at the grocery store or somebody that you walk down the street beside or cross on the crosswalk, that energetic interaction is going to be different. See more smiles. You're going to have more people just randomly say hi to you.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, of course, there's the effect on your clients, too, which is a huge bonus, but it does affect everybody around you.
Yeah. Wow. So I guess I'm headed in the right direction, then, is what you're saying. There's nothing wrong here.
Yes. No. No. And as uncomfortable as it is, or has been, it is all about to get a whole lot smoother for a while, because then you're going to go through the process again, because that's just how this life works.
I got you. Well, I'm very excited that you're on the show today, because I wanted to very specifically, you know, make sure that people had a sense of what you provide in your coaching and your supporting of people who are spiritual, who have gifts. And sometimes, whatever the age, whether you're very young or, you know, you're up in age like I am, if you sense that you have a gift in this, there's something you want to do with those gifts, that there's nothing to fear, that somebody like you can actually help them to shift their perspective and gain access to control of their power.
Yeah, well, and that's the most beautiful part, because I know that there's lots of people that resonate with the word healer or change maker, and most often there's a deep rooted with desire to make a difference and to help other people. And it's a catch between the fears that get in the way and the not really knowing where to start. And so those are my people.
I see. Is there any message? Like, there are people who are listening now, and is there any specific message you want to give to them?
The most specific thing is know that you do have gifts. You do have a connection. It's not a figment of your imagination. You're not crazy. You are perfectly imperfect. All of our strife and struggle has built us to where we are now. That all those things happened for a reason. Yeah, and you're just loved the way that you are.
Okay, well, Michelle, we have another caller. I'd like to bring them on so we can hear them. Hi, you're on the air live with Michelle Evans. Who's this?
Greetings. My name is Ed.
Hi, Ed. Welcome.
Hi.
Did you have a question?
Hi, Ed.
Michelle?
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I got on the show kind of late, unfortunately, and I don't exactly know what the topic is in reference to are you speaking to the connection of your clients and your friends and that connection there, or connection to spirit itself?
Connection to spirit itself.
Okay. Do you meditate?
Do you know what your connection is?
No.
Okay. But you have a question for me, so how can I help you?
Yes. When I was told by a few people, when you meditate and you hear that kind of airy sound, that means you're up in the universe or something like that. I don't understand it really, but at one time I thought that was like a tone that you would hear and that it spirit speaking to you, but it's just so high of a vibration. You know, you hear different things. Do you, how does spirit work with you, if I may ask?
So they work with me in a lot of ways, but my main connection to spirit is through what they call claircognizance, so clear knowing. And I'm also an empath, so that is the ability to feel other people's feelings. Those are my strong ones. I have worked and developed a little bit on the vision piece, clairvoyance, but my strength is in empathy and knowing.
Well, since you spoke on empathic, how do you shield yourself? Because, you know, you're around people and they have sad and morbid and they're always reaching for help, and you strive to give them information and basically throw the question back at them, but, you know, you kind of get tied to their energy. And even when they're not around you, you know, you feel it in your gut. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, and that is a fantastic question. So I have lots of different methods to do that. I'll give you a couple of my quick and easy favorites. Number one, this is the same reason that I don't really like crowded situations, but I really try and focus on my grounding before I get into a crowd, or even while I'm with the type of people that you're talking about. So making sure my connection to the earth is really stable. And when I feel that energy build up, whether it is the crabbiness or whatever that is that I don't want, I really focus on allowing it to flow through me, down the grounding and back to the earth, so that it doesn't actually stay in my energy field. When I'm not physically around the person, and like you said, you just know because you feel bogged down, right? And I'm going to give you huge kudos on being able to recognize when it's not your energy. That's a huge process. So huge celebration to you for being able to recognize that. And my biggest one is, again, I return to my grounding and I really set the intention that any energy that does not belong to me is returned to its source for the highest good. And at the same time, I also draw all of the energy that is mine and belongs in this time and space back to me through the filter of highest goods. Because if I'm getting bogged down by somebody else's energy, it means that they're also taking mine. So it's really important for me to send all of their energy back to them and bring mine back. And I do everything through the filter of highest good. So that hopefully when it goes back to them, it's not that crabby energy or really heavy energy that came to me. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's actually awesome because just like you're saying, their stuff is their stuff and it is their karma or journey, you know, to create that strength and awakening in them, you know, because for some reason lately I've been attracting quite a bit of that. And I try to be cordial, I guess would be the best, but it gets to be annoying. You know, it's like people want to call you and complain. And then I try to ask them, you know, in different ways, what are they going to do about it and things like that. And they evade the question. You know, and then I find myself having to, you know, excuse myself. And, you know, it's really getting to be annoying, you know.
You're in a huge growth pattern and expansion pattern too. And so that happens. Like, you end up being this bright, shiny light that people are like, oh, look at that. That's so interesting and so pretty. I want to be around it. But they don't carry the same sparkle. So it becomes a difficult place, and that's the crossroads where some people will brighten and shine with you, and some people will fall away.
Okay.
And that is part of both of our respective journeys. It's not everybody is going to be ready to follow you where you go. And the good news is you'll meet people that are there.
And do I need a poster?
Letting go can be difficult. And that's okay as long as we do it with love, right?
Always, always with love, always. There's not a strong force in the universe, definitely.
Feel you. Because you want to be able to help everybody. And it's really hard when they're not ready.
Yes, because I'm striving to do things on a financial level that definitely pertains to health and, you know, very positive things. And, you know, I try to get people to realize if you have more money and you use the money wisely, then you have more time to work on yourself. Because, you know, a lot of people, they're just running through life, and I guess that's another reason why they wind up being like the old kind of pinball games, if you know what I'm saying. You don't take time to reflect and heal and all of that stuff. And then, you know, when you realize you're a bag of different energy and, you know, not too many positive experiences because you choose to look at the negative instead of the positive, and then, you know, but overall with me on my, what I'm striving to do is to create more opportunities on a financial level so I can have more time to go with those places. Like, I'm in the Carolinas and I just found out there's an ashram here, and I really want to go there and just, you know, leave the phone in the car, all of that, even if it's just two days, you know.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, but just like dealing with other people's stuff and putting my stuff on the back burner, I really put myself in like a financial issue, and I'm striving to get this house. I mean, it's getting to the point where it's kind of like overwhelming right now. And I know that even being in that kind of mindset is an impediment to the, you know, being in the flow. And I'm really striving to get back into that flow, because there were times when I could just think of something and it happened. I could think of a person, they walk around the corner or call me or whatever the case may be. You know, money never was an issue. I mean, don't get me wrong, it never was like a big windfall, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, you know, but I've always been satisfied with just enough. You know, I spoke to somebody when I was coming up, and You know how you play that game? You put your hands in my hands, and I try and take my left hand and smack your right hand, that thing we used to play as children. Well, my hands never go flat. People used to think I was cheating, and this lady told me I don't have beggar's hands. So I was meant to be rich. And it's not about being rich. It's just about having enough to share. And you know what I'm saying? But I don't really know how to explain it. But anyway, right now, on my journey, finances is a challenge. And that's another reason why I emphasize on, you know, the fact that trying to share opportunities with people, and then they'd rather complain than, you know, get into that flow and get into business, you know, at least look at opportunities, even if it's not the one I'm striving to share with them. And, you know, put me in that place right now. And I'm striving to get back in the flow and to, you know, lighten up so I can get there. But it's really been challenging.
Been a struggle. Can I give you one exercise to try?
Yes. Please.
I hear that there's financial concern, and also that you really want to get back into flow. A great exercise that I give on recognizing that you're more abundant than you know is to start a notes app on your phone or a piece of paper or anything like that, and track the dollar amount of everything that comes your way. So if you pull into a parking spot and there's time on the meter, you know, maybe it's only 25 cents or maybe it's 50 cents. If there's a free cup of coffee, if somebody buys you lunch, track everything that comes to you. Discount on groceries, the equivalent of a sale. And what that'll do is bring your energy into receiving and gratitude, right? And every time somebody buys me a cup of coffee, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart, because it's that gratitude that's going to draw in more to be grateful for. And when you track every little thing, at the end of the day, you're going to have more than you think you do. And that's also going to keep your energy in a place where that keeps flowing into you.
Awesome. Okay. Got it. I actually was able to write down everything that you said in my own way, of course, but I got it.
Perfect. I hope it helps you, Ed.
Definitely. I appreciate you. Definitely.
I appreciate you.
If I may ask you one more question.
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Okay. What message does Spirit have for me right now?
So the card that I pulled for you, it's actually a beautiful card. And it's asking you to watch for situations that might get you fired up. And really remember that every experience you have is a part of your learning as well. So if you find yourself in an uncomfortable situation, to do your best to stay in the moment and not allow yourself to slip back into old patterns. By staying true to who you are right now, you'll find the situation will resolve itself. So it is really about the magic of staying present and heart-centered. Does that resonate for you?
Truly. Yes, immensely. Sun is shining right now. Yeah, roll patterns. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That That is awesome. Frighteningly awesome. Yeah, I'm not even going to speak to that. I'm just going to say, ooh, we thank you.
You're very welcome.
Mm. Yes,
well, thank you.
Definitely.
Ed, thank you.
Hey, thank you for being here. You guys are on every Thursday night. It's Thursday, right?
Actually, Michelle is my guest tonight. This is my show, and I'm here every Thursday, but Michelle is not. So this is a good opportunity, Michelle, for you to give people like Ed and anyone else who's listening the knowledge of where they can find you, your email, your website, anything you want to say now on the air so that people can look you up after the show.
Perfect. So I am pretty much on Facebook. I was going to say all the time, but that's a lie, a lot. So you can find me there at www.facebook.com/rocksolidlove.ca. My website is the same, www.rocksolidlove.ca. And my email is super easy, information at, you guessed it, rocksolidlove.ca. I always love to connect with people. I do respond to every email personally. That love and connection is my passion. It is the most important thing to me, so I make sure that it is in everything that I do.
That's awesome. And if someone wants to reach out, the best way to reach you is by email, or?
Yeah, email is probably has the fastest response time. Yeah, I'm in and out of my email multiple times a day. So, and it's the easiest way for me to answer questions. Or you can Facebook message me as well. Either or.
All right, and so for those of you who are listening, if you will go ahead and follow the program, I'll make sure that that if I have Michelle on again in the future, you know ahead of time. But in the meantime, following the show is like liking a post on Facebook. It lets Blog Talk Radio know and us know that you enjoyed the show and you want more. So please don't forget to follow me, Pam Heath. I'm the Yes Coach. I'm here every Thursday night at 9 p.m. with the Science of Yes. Inside of that, I'm very, very great, appreciative and grateful that Michelle was here tonight, very powerful energy worker and healer and teacher who is here to empower people, who empower people. So if you have spiritual and energy gifts and you are struggling with them, Michelle's your go-to guru to help you access and own your own power. So reach out and be sure to connect. And I appreciate everybody who was here tonight. And thank you very much. That's the end of the show. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next week, Thursday, on The Science of Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry's eye had 1,000 pages.